You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
When you surround yourself with people that that really support your vision versus people that rely on your resume and your CV, your life will change.
Welcome everyone to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. If you love to learn, be inspired, and succeed, we're here to speak and teach. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I believe if you're not living, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're withering. And if you're not engaged, we can turn this off right now. Because we here at LST are lifelong learners. And listen, I'm not your guru. I'm an ordinary guy on a journey to learn from the experts. My goal is to host each conversation with a beginner's mindset, learn, and let the experts speak and teach their truths. Join us! Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe. This episode is brought to you completely free. Get some stake in the game here. My fee for the show only takes a few moments. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Bonus points. Please leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right, let's get started. Welcome everyone to Learn, Speak, Teach on the Real Business Connections Network. I am here with the incredible, amazing, I'm so excited to have you today, Jen Travers. Jen, what's up? How are you today?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited about this.
So you have a fascinating story. You also have incredible tips to teach us, but I like to start with the bullet points so we know who we're talking to. You're an author. You're a resident nurse. You're a mindset coach. You're a speaker. You are a best-selling author, actually. I noted Recalibrate. I have it in my cart. I'm about to buy it. Everyone should actually look that up. A best-selling author of Recalibrate on Amazon. And to set an intention, I stole this quote that I read, and I kind of want to get started with this, Jen. But these are your words, right? Beyond any label or photograph, I see myself as an authentic, raw, and inspiring woman. I love my life one step at a time, recalibrating each day with my face always turned towards the warmth of the sun, trusting that my truth is rooted in joy. Jen, what does that mean to you? What's coming up right now?
Oh man, I think that that right there sums up what I've learned in the last several years through meditation, through figuring out what didn't work and not really focusing on why it didn't work, but how I can move forward and focusing on what does work and how I can actually find that relief and that satisfaction. Every single day.
Let's talk about how you got your start, because your story's fascinating. And nowadays, you're just kicking butt, taking names. But who was Jen 5, 10, 20 years ago? As far back as we want to go.
So that's a great question. Thank you for asking. So my story is it's pretty convoluted. The highlights or the low points, basically the life-defining moments, is that I had an alcohol problem. I had suicidal ideations. I had eating disorders, and this was all in my 20s, 30s. Probably for 2+ decades, and I went through a huge change and shift in my life, not even knowing it. After I went into rehab in 2010, I went to Schuylkill in Seattle. It was like a 10-day program. It's pretty amazing. That was for alcohol, and then things started to change. Started to kind of morph in change when I started looking for what was my next step. But I didn't really know what it was, right? So I was working as a full-time nurse at the time. Knew I wanted to do something else, but didn't really know. So I went back to school, got my health coaching certificate, kind of, you know, dabbled in owning my own business, trying to figure this out, trying to like, you know, to live life based on everybody else's expectations, got really lost, got really depressed, got really discouraged. And then moved, my then husband and I pulled a geographic and moved from Seattle to Florida, thinking things were going to change, and they didn't. They actually got worse before they got better. And I figured out that I didn't even know how to have fun. I didn't even know what it was that I enjoyed anymore, because I was living life based on other people's expectations. And once I realized that, that was when I was able to take the bounce and really turn my life around. That was when I finally, like, again, I started my meditation practice. I authored my book, my workbook. I relaunched my business. I just got really clear on what it is that I'm here to do and why, and really started to set boundaries, really started to manage my time more effectively. And then now life is just taken off. Life is just amazing.
I'm happy to hear things are amazing. And we're going to dive into exactly what you do with meditation and mindset. But first, I'm really curious, what were these expectations that the world placed upon you that you kind of diverted from? What were some of these expectations? And did you feel like you were on the right path at the time? What's your experience with that?
Oh man, so I was so lost. I was probably like any other kid growing up. I grew up in a really traditional home. You know, on the outside, I was successful. I got good grades. I had friends. I always lived up to the expectation of my parents. I was a quote unquote good kid. I was nice, respected my elders, those kinds of things. When I hit college and post-collegiate, that was kind of when everything fell apart. That was when the wheels started to come off. I started drinking heavily because I didn't know who I was. I never knew what this gut instinct meant. And it was so buried deep. So one of the expectations was that when somebody asks you to marry them, you're supposed to say yes. So I got married when I was in my 20s because that's what I was supposed to do, right? Mm-hmm. I was divorced shortly thereafter. But then I didn't escape my demons. My drinking pursuit got worse before it got better. And then even then I was proposed to again in my mid-30s, and the expectation was to have children and to, to live this successful life with a career and 2.5 kids and a dog. And I pretty much had everything. I had everything down to the white picket fence, but I was still so empty and so unfulfilled. But like on the outside, people would look at me and say, oh my gosh, she's so successful. She has a full-time nursing job. She has two kids. She has, you know, she's very fit. She's very active. She's, you know, had all the things, but I was so empty. I really had no idea what to do. And on top of that, I felt like such a failure because here I am in my second marriage. I was so unhappy with who I had become. I felt like I was so old at that point that I was like, well, my alternatives are to like, do I just live with this? Is this it? This is it. This must be it, right? I realized that I can't be the only one going through this. It's not a midlife crisis. And I really am here to have fun and to feel better. And there's got to be something. There's got to be something that gives. And that was the turning point when I was just like, I really got to figure this out because I can't, I don't want to die like this. No. I don't.
So. Have fun, be better, don't die in this bad state. Chasing all the what's that someone said you should have, you got them all, and life wasn't that good. So let's talk about like the rebirth and the redemption. Like, of course, I don't know your current mood today, and one day only represents one moment in time, one day in time. But overall, like, what's your perspective on life? Well, what is your rebirth and redemption feeling? Like, how is life right now, Jen?
So life is awesome. And I sincerely say that. And I say that, and everybody around me that knows me, they know that it only takes 20 seconds to shift your perspective, to really, you come into work, right? And a lot of people that I work with, I work in the medical industry. And right now, everybody, every medical worker in every facet of the medicine, of medicine, is stressed out. And even more so now. And overworked, underpaid, and feel like they're just not valuable. Go on and on. Right. But for me, it's like I look at my life and I really just come into life and I just have a freaking good time at my job. I find those pockets of fun, those pockets of relief, those pockets of like, yeah, this is why I'm here. Because if I'm not having fun, if I'm not having that some sort of like, okay, this is my purpose to be here today, right now, if I feel like I'm wasting my time, then it's time for me to go. It's time for me to move on. I have no desire to surround myself with people that are just constantly nagging, complaining, feeling like they're, you know, there's 10 things wrong. Well, why not just focus on that one thing that's going right? Because when you focus on that one thing that's going right, when your whole world is crashing down, you will find that will set the momentum going to be able to get another thing going right and another thing going right. It is not that difficult to shift your perspective once you learn how to do it. Once you figure out how to do it and those tools, you can apply that to any situation in your life. And I think that's one of my things that I learned to do in the last several years that I never knew how to do before. And it's totally changed my life.
Focus on what's going right. Surround yourself with positive people. I set that intention that at any given moment, it might be stressful and bad, but it's like the big picture is if you're focusing on these good things and you've got a good network of people, that's going to benefit you. And thank you for, honestly, you have like one of the most stressful jobs, the hardest jobs, one of the most required and necessary jobs in this world. And you handle the stress well.
What I feel like I do.
A lot of us work stressful jobs for one reason or another. We already kind of pinpointed a couple of them, you know, surrounding yourself with great people, the mindset and focusing on what's right. Is there any other secret sauce that you feel like you do in a high stress situation that a lot of people, maybe not surrounding you, but you've seen just in general, can't do or don't do? Like, what's different here?
So I actually work with a lot of doctors that are super high stressed. And we always talk about things that we can do in the situation, in the heat of the moment, in a trauma situation, in, you know, like literally life and death situation, when you only have split seconds to make decisions. And when it comes down to those, you rely on instinct. You rely on what you know. You rely on the strengths of the people that are around you. You don't rely on your frickin' resume. Right? So when you surround yourself with people that really support your vision versus people that rely on your resume and your CV, your life will change. Your life will change. And the other thing that I do is I really just, if I have a moment where I'm in a meeting and it's going sideways and I feel like there's a lot of things going on and I feel like I'm like getting that nagging like sensation where I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel good or this is going to go bad really quick. I will either close my eyes or I'll step out and I'll go to the bathroom or do whatever. And I will sit and I'll just either breathe easy or I'll meditate for a few minutes if I have the time. Even those few minutes to reset and recalibrate, if you will, just makes all the difference. All the difference. The people that I work with know that I've hit my limit when I step out of the office for a little while and I'm like, okay, I gotta go take five. I gotta go. I'll be back. I go. I listen to, you know, I open my app, my Insight Timer app. And I listen to something for like 3 minutes just to get myself out of the situation. And then I come back in and I'm okay. I'm okay. You got to regain that alignment with yourself so that you don't lose yourself with everybody else's energy, with everybody else's bad juju, you know?
Regain that alignment with oneself, step away mm-hmm. from the situation sometimes and recalibrate. Recalibrate, that's a big buzzword. So you did provide an example with the meditation and the take a second.
Yeah.
Talk about recalibration. What is recalibration and what are some other ways that we can utilize it in our lives?
So recalibration to me is me aligning, quieting my mind and aligning my energy with my divine energy source, with the highest power of energy. Mm. It's like when you plug in the toaster to the outlet. You can always try to make your toast, put your bread in, make the toast, and wonder why it's not working. 10 minutes later, you realize you didn't plug in the toaster. Same thing with a vacuum. Why am I vacuuming this whole floor and it's not clean? Because you didn't plug in your vacuum. All these silly analogies, but they're all the same thing. Why am I going to try to do this on my own when I have an unbiased energy source that is ever life-giving? Why am I going to do it on my own when I can just tap into that energy? And when I say energy, it can be anybody can call it whatever they want. God, energy, universe, whatever it is to them. There's no one way to look at this, but there's got to be some sort of foundational being that people tap into, essence that they tap into to really start to recalibrate. And then once you do that every day, once you tap into this energy source at a regular basis, and that they call it a meditation practice for a reason, you practice this every day, you'll get better at feeling what it's like to be connected with this energy source and knowing what the right best move and the best aligned action is versus what you should be doing, maybe based on somebody else's opinion. Mm.
I like the word knowing. And
yeah.
Actually knowing. And that could be God, but that could be something internal inside of us where we're listening to our body, listening to our emotions. I've got a funny analogy on the plug-in and unplugging, and this is just front of mind for me. So I made a sandwich like half hour ago before we came on. I was eating a sandwich and panini press. I go to make my sandwich and I burn my hand on the panini press because it was left on. Don't know how long it was on, this or that, but it shouldn't be on. And now I'm thinking like as a connection, there's times where I'll just read a ton or I'll go to a seminar and I'll almost be just like mindlessly intaking information kind of as an escape route. So mm-hmm. instead of recalibrating, I'm actually avoiding things that are actually stressful or actually take time. So then when someone goes to talk to me, they burn their hand on the burner because I'm not in a good headspace to actually have a real conversation. I'm just in this personal development mode. I'm curious if that's ever happened to you and how do you find... So I just interviewed Amber Lee Lago. She wrote, you know, Grit and Grace. And how do you find like that balance between I'm going to grind, I've got grit, I've got a stressful job and I'm going to crush it, but then showing that grace and showing that recalibration, because sometimes I feel like I'm recalibrating too much. Does any of this make sense to you?
It makes complete sense. I totally get it. So there's a lot of, and correct me if I'm wrong, sure. but so as entrepreneurs and as professionals and as moms, dads, you know, all the people that I work with, there's so many hats to be worn. Mm. And we try to, as humans, we try to learn as much as we can about a topic and then try to apply it. And then once we find like an aha moment that works for us, we're like, oh my gosh, you should try this. You should try this. And we tell everybody, and we spew all this information out to everybody. And we think that we found the answer to life and everybody else should try it. And then it kind of backfires. And then we're like, okay, maybe I have to go back to the drawing board. And then we do it all again. Mm-hmm. Right. The thing that needs to be finessed in there is that we have to meet people where they are. And even though I might be a master in my domain, the reason why I am a good teacher and the reason why that I love to be a mindset coach for people in all spectrums of their development when it comes to trying to manage their time and trying to set boundaries is because I can see myself in their position, but I remember, always keep in mind that I remember that it's not about me. It's never about me. It never was about me. It's never going to be about me. It's always about the other person that I'm talking to. Mm. Right. So a good example is when I'm working with my kids, yeah, and I feel like obviously as a parent, I feel like I know a little bit more, I have a little bit more life skills than my children, and I try to teach them things, but I let them go and push the boundary until, you know, unless safety is actually, you know, a matter, but then I make sure that they experience life in from their own perspective, because they might see it different than I do. They likely do. They usually do. And I learn from them as much as they learn from me. And they're not going to learn from me if I just hold their hand and do everything for them and provide for them. I need them to be able to learn for themselves as well. And that's the same thing with my clients and my, you know, the people that I talk with and the people that I work with and, you know, my friends. It's just, you know, people think that they want advice, but they really just want to be heard and they really just want to bounce things off of and then say, yes, this is what you're doing right. And if you want my opinion, here's my opinion. And if you don't, then that's okay too.
I love that. I like to even ask people, like, would you like my opinion? Mm-hmm. Being a action-oriented dude, I'm always like, do this, do that, do that, do that. And I think you said it great. Some people just want to be heard, bounce ideas off. Anyone who wants to be heard, and I realize we dived right in, and we didn't even touch on, like, what exactly do you do? You're an author, you're a speaker. If someone wants to be heard and connect with you, who do you serve?
So I serve professionals, both male and female, that are, most of them are single parents, or parents that have, that need a little bit more support in their family life, that have kids, that are, I help them manage their time and develop strategic plans on how to create their vision and take aligned action in those vision without the guilt of taking time away from their day. And figuring that out and really starting to set boundaries based on their aligned action and what feels good to them.
I love this. So let's walk through like that time management without the guilt, because I'm thinking like if I'm allocating 30 minutes for family, I almost feel like I should be allocating 3 hours, or I'm allocating an hour for meditation and reading. It's like, I really should be spending less time on myself and more helping other people. How does that like time management allocation process work, and how do I take the guilt out of it?
So that's a great question. The biggest thing is to figure out where that guilt is coming from, where those core beliefs are coming from, where those blocks are coming from. Because a lot of times people that I work with, their belief system is based on their community, it's based on their upbringing. It's based on their mom and dad's groups, their parents' groups, their, you know, they're not even theirs.
Right.
You know, so they're getting this self-imposed guilt, but from an external factor that doesn't even give a rip about them.
Right.
You know? So it's starting there. And then figuring out, it's also figuring out what they want to do, where their vision is, because a lot of people have guilt around what they're doing because they don't know where they're going. Mm. They think they do. A lot of people do. A lot of people say, I want happiness. I want this. I want that. But like, don't really know what that means for them. And that's where my work comes in.
For anyone like me, oftentimes who thinks they know where they're going and then realizes, oh, maybe I actually don't. I've been following all the what's in the world and I've been doing what people tell me I'm supposed to do. Like for someone who feels lost but is having that aha moment, like, I can change this, what would you say to that person?
I would say, give me a call and let me know. We talk for a little while and see if I can support you and see how I can support you. That's honestly, that's like the perfect example of somebody that I could work with, because you have that kind of itch, that nudge, that feeling that something else is really pulling me, but I don't know what it is. I don't know where to go. And I really don't know. I think I can see myself in like 3 to 5 years, but it's still foggy. And that's where I come into play.
Right.
We define that. We help define that. And then we master a strategy on how to get there based on aligned action, based on things that feel good in your day to day, based on things that really will bring you to your next level, to your next vision. And try to do that in a collapsed timeline. So it's not 3 to 5 years. So right. It's only a year. That's where the fun comes in.
I love collapsed timelines. That sounds mm-hmm. fun. Yes. So show notes, guys, everybody already knows this, but the info will be in the show notes. But some people are afraid to make a phone call. I personally don't like making phone calls. It's kind of weird. I used to work in a call center, so it's like all I did is make calls. I don't like making phone calls. I like to maybe do a little research, do a little self-study. Talk about your books or workshops or some of the self-study stuff you've already built.
So let's see. So you can find me on Amazon, my book, Recalibrate, and then my workbook as well. I have a website. It's jen@cleanandbalance.com. People can find me on Facebook and on Instagram. I have to be completely honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of social media. I don't even know if that's taboo or I'm not allowed to say that, but I'm just not a big fan of it. One of my chapters in my book is actually called Social Media Suicide. So dive into that. I'm one of those people too, that when I get one of my phone rings, I get a little antsy. I don't really like it. Cause I'm a mom. So I always think something's wrong when somebody calls me.
Yeah.
Right. So like text message me, they can get my phone number from you, which is totally fine. It's totally appropriate. I don't mind. Just introduce yourself and let me know who you are. you can totally stalk me on social media and stalk me on my website. And then if you think it's a good fit, awesome. And if you don't, then you can reach out to me and I can set you up with somebody who might be a better fit. The goal is for you. It's not for me. The goal is for you guys to be able to get to where you want to be faster.
Yeah. Listen, guys, this isn't about me. It's not about Jen. It's about you. Reach out to me. I'll be that bridge, or reach out directly to Jen. I want to talk about social media for a moment here, because I'm not a fan of it either. I've gotten to a point where I've kind of just labeled it a tool. I think social media is an incredible tool, but when it becomes an entertainment source, I get kind of lost in the sauce and sometimes even feel depressed or triggered or like stress response. What's your experience with social media? Tell us a little bit about maybe that chapter in the book, or just what's coming up for you right now.
Oh man. Okay. So I call it my clean and balanced 1.0 versus 2.0. So when I first opened my business, 7 years ago, it was clean and balanced 1.0. Mm-hmm. I was a very green health coach, had no idea what I was doing, I had all the plans. I had everything dialed in. I had my 6-month program. I had this and this and this and all of the algorithms and everything. And I got caught up in an MLM. And that was where I started getting lost. I did everything that they told me to do. I posted 3 to 4 times a day. I did this. And within months, I was like, this is absolutely terrible. I felt like a fraud. I was burned out. I just didn't want to do it anymore. I was not having any fun whatsoever. And people that, you know, start their businesses are like, well, businesses, you know, starting businesses, that's not fun. That's not what you do. And I was like, no, I kind of disagree, but okay. I'm like, there's gotta be some level of fun in there. Right. Yeah. So I literally close my doors. I turn off my social media for several years actually. Uh-huh. And when I relaunched my business under my new basically my newfound self, my recalibrated self, if you will, I realized that social media is just that. It's just a tool. It's just a way for me to get in front of people that need to hear what I have to say, and they can turn it off. They can stop their scroll. They can do whatever they want to do. They can, and I can do the same. I can block people. I can just say no. I can create that boundary of, okay, this is work and this is life. And I know the difference between the two.
Right.
And now social media for me is, you know, I have a good time and I post when I want. I post what's relevant. I post things that are, you know, people will say, you know, you got to give them good content. You got to give them useful content, those kinds of things. And so that's why I ask my, you know, my viewers, or I ask my clients all the time, my audience, like, what do you want to hear from me? How can I support you? You know, because it's, again, it goes back to them, goes back to you guys. It's not about me and what I ate for dinner, unless that is something that helps you. Sure. Right. So, and if you manage your time, like I do, and I meal prep, and maybe that's something that's good for you. But yeah, it became something that was so burdensome and so time consuming that I literally just stopped, shut down completely. I just couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand it.
I don't blame you. I mean, it's again, we both said it. It's a tool. The analogy doesn't work, but you know, you're supposed to control the tools, not let the tools control you. And the reason the analogy doesn't work is because now Tesla cars just drive themselves. But social media doesn't have to drive us, right? We can drive it. And it sounds like you're listening to your audience and you're not using it for personal clout. You're using it to serve the people that can gain benefit from what you've learned, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's not about algorithms. It's not about trying to figure out, you know, like the new Facebook algorithm and what I have to do and how many likes I have to do, have to have, or how many times I have to go live, or, you know, things like that. It's just about the content and the delivery in which it's, you know, it's provided to the people that need it and can find it. So if I'm, you know, if I'm on Facebook, if I'm on Instagram, if I'm on LinkedIn, if I'm on YouTube, it doesn't really matter as long as the person that needs it finds it.
Yes. I love this, Jen. Let's go rapid fire. The rapid fire rounds are short, sweet. A lot of them are either or, fill in the blank. Answers don't matter. Points don't matter. Completely subjective to you. Ready to get started?
Yes.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
I often ask beer or wine. Do you drink it all anymore? Are you sober?
I don't. And I actually drink soda water with lime.
Love it. Love it. Yep. Are you a morning person or evenings, night owl?
Twilight actually is my favorite.
Twilight. I love it. Let's ask music or podcasts. You're looking to center yourself, pump up. You're going into work, music or podcasts?
Music.
Music.
Absolutely music. I love music.
Not to put you on the spot, but any favorite go-tos or something that you're just jamming on right now?
No, there's nothing in particular. There's nothing really in particular.
I've asked that. I'm going to stop asking that question because that's my answer and that's a lot of people's answer. A lot of times I just like let the ether choose for me. I just put on Spotify and just let it shuffle to whatever's hot that day. But
yeah.
Let me ask one or two more. What are you learning right now? Like, what are you really excited to be learning about right now?
Okay, so I'm geeking out on macros right now. And this is probably completely unrelated, but I am geeking out on my macros because I started this new, I love to, because I'm a health coach, I love to experiment with my body and diets and those kinds of things just to see how they feel. So I'm really experimenting with that. So loving the meal prep and that kind of aspect. The other thing I'm geeking out on is reading and learning the most I can about fourth and fifth dimensional experiences and ascension and collapsing timelines. I absolutely love that stuff right now. It's awesome.
You need your own podcast because we would have to dive really deep to get into these topics. That's fascinating, yes. Jen. We'll ask one more in the similar vein. What else is like getting you out of bed in the morning, like in your business, in your career, in the helping and the effect you're having on humanity as a whole? Like, what is lighting you up these days?
I decided a couple of months ago. So I went through a divorce last year and my life has completely turned around. It was the best decision that I have made for myself in the last, I would say in the last 15 years. And now I'm just honestly living it up and living my dream. And when I say that, I am living it up by waking up at 4:30 in the morning. I make my coffee. I work out. I get ready for work or my day and I hang out with my kids and then I go to work. I meditate, of course, and that kind of thing. And then I work my full day. I enjoy it. I go and I hang out with my kids. And then I go to bed. I read before I go to bed and I am in bed asleep by 9 o'clock. Like that is like living my dream right now. I absolutely love it. And I know that, you know, it's probably wicked boring for most people, but I'm having a ball. And the other thing is that I'm creating these boundaries that never mattered before that make the biggest difference. So like my weekends, cause I have split custody with my ex. And so the weekends that I have my kids, I'm with my kids. Right. And the weekends I don't have my children, I am doing whatever I want. I can get a facial. I can go get a massage. I can spend the day reading and working. I can go hang out with friends. I have the choice to do these. And it's fun to be able to set those boundaries and be able to really honor those boundaries and those things that I want to do based on me and not based on what I should be doing. That is what's really actually awesome right now.
That is awesome. All based on you, not based on what the world's telling you to do. And you're crushing it. You're crushing it, Jen. I want to encourage everyone. Jen is heart-centered. She's easy to talk to. You'll respond to their message, right, if they DM you, correct?
100%.
So she's there for you. Tell us again, where's the best place for us to start?
So I would either start with sending me an email at jen@cleanandbalance.com. or sending me a private Facebook message. Those are probably the two that I check the most. You can send me an Instagram message as well. I'm just a one-man show, so it's just me. So it's not some random person checking my messages, so don't sweat that. Those are probably the three best places to get a hold of me.
The only thing I'd correct you is I don't think you're just a one-man show. I think you're a one-woman army of success and greatness and awesomeness. Let's reframe that for the future, because honestly, I think you're kicking ass.
Oh, thanks.
Jen, you've been awesome. I've gained so much value and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a good time.
Thanks again for listening to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. You need to go subscribe if you haven't yet. This show is completely free. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right. Thanks once more for listening to LST. I am so grateful. Talk to you soon.